The Ministry of Trade and Industry, again, ETEC is owed money by InvestTT. Both of these entities are fully funded by the state. InvestTT in particular is fully reliant on government subvention, has no revenue stream to fund its operations. So that even though there is a debt on the books, ETEC's books that is, from InvestTT, there's no point really in addressing this matter by way of a subvention to InvestTT, and this goes back to the years 2014 to 2017. So we're asking for these three sums to be written off.